met her at the Star Wars convention. Did I mention she was looking for love? Had to call her bluff. Lady, you don't mean how that sounded. That 1,000-pound dude in an old fat chick shirt's astounded. Thought she'd take it back. Revolt, resist, rewind, retract. You heard me, she said, I want any man here. Sent to the cave where you conquer the fear. I'll see you get to the side to force you to. Somebody's man enough here now. This girl, you gotta understand, would not look out of place on the arm of an attractive man. So the geeks in attendance got jaws on the floor. One extends his saber, but he tripped on his cloak. I stepped to the front and I spoke. I ain't spitting game, look, I got a Wookiee hat on. But these guys here are used to getting spat on by girls. See, you put them in shock, and this ain't the right con to quote Mr. Spock, but it's highly illogical to me. Girl looked me in the eye, said, is your mind free?
Cause I got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam. Cause I got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam.
Sitting in the room upstairs, watching her wind up the bungs in her hair, I declare that I'd like to be Luke. Lest that's a bit too perverted for you. I could be Jabba, a Jawa, an Ewok. When we talk, we'll talk up each box. Wait, I've seen all the flicks, all the books that I read. I don't remember any character tied to the bed. But that's alright, I'ma just pretend that I'm encased in carbonite. And why, that's a nice gold bikini you make that. Shows off what you got, no mistake that. One fine view of Chewbacca you're giving me. Lower that down here, we'll be living the linguistic lifestyle, the protocol droid. And then comes the part where I'm not overjoyed. Before I could scream, got the steaming mouthful of yellow laser beam.
I'm in. Cause I got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam. Cause I got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam.
Sorry about that. Anyway, yeah. Hi, Thursday night, and I'm Jake, and with me as always are Xenophobe and Riff.
Oi. Hello.
Did you turn into Jacko?
I don't think so.
Or Jack Hay. I wonder who would win in a fight between Jacko and Jack Hay. Because he'd be all like, oi! And she'd be all like, oh no, you didn't.
Man, I didn't get a damn thing out of the claw machine today.
Me either.
I'm upset. No.
It's like in real life, too.
Yeah, it's eerily accurate.
Yeah. Haha. You know, the initial plan called for it to only be usable once per day.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. I had like 50% chance of getting anything, so.
LSK wrote in and said, I can't listen to your shows anymore because of that thing called real life. Sorry. There's no such thing as real life.
Yeah. Lately for me, there's been work and World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft counts as the real world.
Yep, that's right. I forgot.
In a world
of Warcraft.
Of Warcraft.
How can you kill what that which has no life?
I still just don't think that episode of South Park was very good.
That was awesome.
Let's see.
I think your expectations are too high.
Yeah, I think so too. So, I've been... What have we done? We did the clan furniture thing since the last.
Yep.
Yeah.
Surprisingly little outcry.
Yeah.
Yeah. The world didn't end like some people that we talked to thought it was.
Yeah. The dev team was freaking out.
Right. I still think it would be good to put a gym in town just so that people don't have to whitelist around to.
No, it's that's true. It's just that I don't want to make town any more crowded than it is right now.
Yeah.
But I think we're in the process of figuring out a trick. I don't know who it was that suggested that a long time ago, that we also have, faggoty elf forest town and rugged post-apocalypse.
Oh, can we call it
desert?
Fluffy faggot ridge.
Fuzzle faggot ridge.
Ridge.
Yeah.
We can use a 1G and put an umlaut over the O so it's okay.
Yeah.
A gooch.
Fuck ho. Then it would be a fuzzy. Yeah, oh yeah. It would be a fuzzy bassoon.
Instead of an umlaut, do that little pointy mark like the elves use. So that.
They can't really be elves though. Well, I guess they could be, in that there's the.
The pork elves aren't supposed to be in the kingdom anymore.
Elf farm raffle
it could
girl.
It could be in like a previously orc village that was occupied by humans after the elves left.
Huh.
And they just
a previously orc village that was occupied by humans after the elves left? This is complicated. Built by gnomes.
So it's just really hard to like get any sleep because the beds are half size.
Strong enough for an orc, but made for an elf.
Manly, yes, but I like it too.
Keck.
So yeah, I don't know. There aren't even any questions about the furniture.
Well, that means we did a either a good thing or a thing that no one cared about.
Wait, sorry, I was making complaints about the artwork on the wrestling mat.
Yeah, we got a lot of comments from people liking the claw machine. My paycheck is justified.
Isn't that a great feeling?
Yeah.
Hogula says, any plans to add more giant familiars to the Naughty Sorceresses collection? It'd be kind of neat if all or most familiars had a corresponding Naughty Sorceress familiar they could beat. Like, say, a gigantic NPZR that's defeated by an AD demon, annoying it enough to finally drive it crazy by splitting its four personalities apart. For obvious reasons, you'd only see said giant NPZR if you had an AD demon in your terrarium. That would make people so angry if it randomly picked a familiar out of your terrarium and required you to level that one up, if it wasn't just one of the five. Although I guess people have to level up whichever one they're going to be using anyway.
Or they have enough skills not to worry about it.
Yeah. But, you know, with NS13, I want to make it so you actually have to level your familiar again.
No, man.
You know? So, I mean, we just need to figure out what the highest amount of extra weight from skills is that you can get, and then just add 5 pounds to that, you know. Because it's just not a big deal to level your familiar up 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll get to the point where it may actually...
But right now, the total amount of familiar weight that you can get is above 20 pounds, just from bonuses. Like.
Oh, yeah?
So if you made it higher than that, then people who had no familiar...
They wouldn't be able to beat it at all.
Yeah. Which is probably makes it a great idea.
Well, I mean, we could also we could make it start just requiring 5 pounds of native, honest to God familiar weight, you know, or we could just not mess with it. I'm just mostly trying to freak people out. Rowden says something about E.E. Cummings, but nobody here cares about that faggoty bullshit.
E.E. Cummings sucked.
This ain't the Scully Show.
Robert Frost is a good poet.
Look out, birds! It's Robert Frost. Gosh, you never played Grim Fandango. I forgot.
Yeah.
There's all these things that you can get a guy to make a balloon animal Robert Frost for you, and then you have to figure out how to scare these pigeons off, and like you can just sort of try everything in your inventory, and you like wave it at them, and if you pick that one, they're like, "Look out, birds! It's Robert Frost." Trying to be all scary.
That's awesome.
Which I can't hear. The name Robert Frost without thinking
I
about
really
it.
Need to play that game.
Is that your only weakness? You can't hear the name Robert
I can't Frost. Hear the name Robert Frost without thinking about Grim Fandango. Yeah. Let's see. Fears_Mulbot says, does NPZR farming really hammer the server? Not really. It's honestly not all that big of a deal.
Yeah.
It really doesn't generate all that much meat, and...
Mid-combat rounds are...
Yeah, mid-combat rounds.
Least expensive thing you can do.
Adding some meat to your meat total hits the player table, which is pretty inexpensive.
Yeah. So. Speaking of which, did you change current fight to NODB?
I don't remember.
On that day when you were going to?
Seems like I did something like that.
Yeah. Also, I think...
It appears to be, yes it is.
All right, so...
Now
interstitial combat rounds are even cheaper.
Yeah.
Than they were a while back. I found this issue that was making rollover take like 5 or 6 minutes longer than it needed to and fixed that today. So rollover was a little quicker today.
Yeah, 20 minutes is pretty good.
Yeah, 20 minutes is not, it's not bad. I still feel like we could use making it a little smaller. There are some things we can reduce. I was looking today. We can reduce the size of the databases on both servers by like a gig. Mm-hmm. By just archiving out some stuff. Archiving the expired messages out to a file.
Mm-hmm.
And the econ data for Cold Front. That, yeah. I was going to actually ask you to write something to, they never use any data older than like a week.
Uh-huh.
So we need to start, we can start auto pruning that.
Yeah.
The trouble is it was initially conceived for some data mining project that needed human readable dates.
Uh-huh.
So it uses a MySQL timestamp. So uh-huh. It's going to be a little harder to code automatically.
Not real. No.
Okay.
You just do delete from that table where date is less than now minus interval 7 day.
Oh. Oh, wow. Okay, so it actually has built-in date functions that work on that. Okay, that's nice. I'm accustomed to having to, like, generate the queries in PHP, like, for regular timestamps. So
yeah.
That's cool.
I went and looked at it because I was tired of dealing with those huge-ass numbers.
It'll take a long, long time the first time. And that, I mean, what sucks is that that's going to save us some time in backing up DB1, but it's going to cost us some time.
Well,
we could do it on the long rollover.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. And since we only need to kill, you know, a week's worth of data, then. Plus, that'll mean they're downloading less, and I'm sure that'll make them happier.
Well, they have a form that queries just what they need.
Oh.
So it's, I don't, it probably, it shouldn't make any visible difference to them at all.
Yeah.
Let's see. Aneka Jew says, there should be a Calvin and Hobbes reference somewhere in the bat hole referring to Calvin's school report called Bats, Big Bug Scourge of the Skies. And maybe also a reference to the unanimous response, bats aren't bugs. Bats are bugs.
Depends on how you define bugs.
Yeah.
That argument could be used in a lot of ways that aren't very good.
True.
He also asks, hey, I made some enhancements to our radio bugbear message reading script. Now, when a naked Jew sends us 20 messages in a row, they show up on our end as one big paragraph, which is great. It's not any less of a pain in the ass for you guys, but it just looks better for us without me having to write some new form or something. Anyway, he also says, can we please have a counter at the Hall of Legends that tells you how much meat you've donated to each of the shrines in the current ascension? No, because that information is not at all valuable except in terms of the secret, super secret, spoilery, optional, spoilery smurf. And so, same thing.
That was my least favorite smurf.
Yeah. Super secret, spoilery, secret, spoiler smurf.
Yeah, because he was just like, come on,
and
you like spend like 10 minutes talking to him,
yeah,
conveying basic facts. You're like, God damn it, I want to see the smurf get caught by that cat.
Like every episode of the Smurfs, he would just randomly pop in and like ruin some movie that was out in theaters.
Bruce Willis is a ghost.
Rosebud is a sled. That was in the 1960s Smurf. Actually, but when did Citizen Kane come out? The 40s?
I don't. Yeah, 40s, 50s, maybe.
Boy.
I can never keep track. Between the 40s and the 50s.
I think
it's like 20 years, but they all kind of run together.
The 50s are like Leave It to Beaver, and the 40s are like...
Post-World War II.
World War II. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess... What war would Beaver have been in?
Maybe the
Vietnam.
Yeah.
Gee, Wally, we're in the shit real deep.
Don't get out of the boat.
Let's see. And also, he sent me a link to this comic regarding what you said about orange juice tasting weird after brushing your teeth. And it's a comic about what the world would look like if scientists could figure out how to make orange juice not taste bad after you brush your teeth. And it's some paradise with giant waterfalls of orange juice, apparently.
And the guy's apparently a satyr.
Oh, yeah?
Look, he's got cloven feet. Look at him.
Whoa, weird. He has a pan flute.
And
there's a unicorn Pegasus hybrid flying towards Candy Cane Mountain. Do you guys remember the Land of Dairy Queen? I think we've had this conversation
no.
before, but
vaguely.
In the old Dairy Queen commercials, it was just like, you know, like an airplane flying through this land made of big mountains of chocolate with like, say, sort of castles made of ice cream cones and waterfalls of fudge.
I do remember like the hot fudge waterfall pouring down the like chocolate brick rocks and stuff.
I always wanted to move to the land of Dairy Queen.
Would you rather move to there or to Big Rock Candy Mountain?
I don't know.
They've got cigarette trees.
The little streams of alcohol come trickling down the rocks. Yeah, they do have cigarette trees. And the one thing is that I'm almost sure that the land of Dairy Queen has way too many short-handled shovels for my taste.
They probably got, like, saws and axes and picks.
What the fuck is a short-handled shovel?
It's the opposite of a long-handled, like,
I don't know. I wouldn't say that a short-handled shovel is the opposite of a long...
yeah.
But, no, I mean, like, okay, it was like, short-handled shovels are shovels that they made specifically to give you less leverage, so it was more unpleasant to work with them. Like, I don't...
Well, that makes sense for, like making prisoners not feel good.
I would think that your goal would be to work the prisoners and accomplish something. I mean, they could just like make all the shovels have lead handles instead of wood. Like, oh god, the shovel is really heavy and it keeps bending.
It's just like you got a big old pile of rocks in it, and it just sort of like and the rocks fall off.
Madeline says, am I imagining this, or does the guy with the pitchfork have a wonky eye? I think you're imagining it, because I don't even know what wonky means. That's actually not at all true. But, I was about to do a search for wonky in the Monster Spindler. No, he does look kind of cockeyed. I should probably fix that. Also, is there something wrong with me if I think the empty suit of armor's helmet looks like a piranha plant from Mario? Yes. Very, very wrong with you. Hygula says, it'd be awesome if the whoopee cushion was made into a curse item, which would make the person say FBLART in bold red text in whichever channel he/she is in. I don't know about that.
That sounds like a bad idea.
I like to avoid the fart jokes, really.
But, I mean, even more than that, just making somebody else say something in chat seems like... I mean, I guess it's not like there are just piles and piles and piles of whoopee cushions around, but still, that has the potential to get real annoying real quick.
Yeah.
Still don't know. I mean, Hot Stuff still thinks it's a great idea, and I thought it was a reasonable idea when I came up with it back in the day, but I've never actually felt like doing it. The whole thing where, like, for 100,000 meat, you can utter one colored message in chat.
I still think that's a good idea.
I mean, it would be a fantastic meat sink, but it would just like, all right, we're making the economy better while making the environment far more annoying. Or maybe nobody would ever do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Someone would do it.
We could always try it.
Somebody from a clan full of assholes and just pull together 100,000 meat and then just go into a channel and do something that would just instantly get permabanned for.
Yeah.
Which would be kind of funny. At least I would think so.
I mean, the thing is, we could just say that you are allowed to advertise if you do that, but I mean, it's because it's like, what would be worth saying? I mean, happy birthday, Quado, you know, or whatever, I guess. But
happy birthday, Quado, or whatever, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the first thing I would say.
Yep. Every day is, you know.
Is Quado's birthday.
Every day is Quado's birthday, yeah. Quado is in all of us.
Ah! Where's my knife?
So, my wife was looking. Apparently for Saw 3, they're selling some kind of promotional poster that the ink is made with one of the actor's blood.
Blah!
Like the red ink for the poster, like they... He donated some blood, and they put some of the blood in the batch of ink that they used to print it.
So now, basically, he can never do anything to which he can be corroborated against with DNA.
Yeah, yeah. There's like DNA.
So you just, like, go and buy one of the posters, like, yep, that's him.
I still need
Although, I'm kind of in
too.
The same boat after my project where I ejaculated on every single object in the world.
Every single dollar bill. Now every dollar bill has traces of cocaine and your semen.
Yep. And the traces of cocaine that were already in my semen.
Right.
That's actually where the cocaine came from. They just don't like to tell that story on, like, fun facts for kids websites. Because that's where you find out that cocaine fact is on the fun facts for kids thing.
Did you see Saw 2?
I did.
How was it? I enjoyed the first one.
Yeah, I bought the first one because it was like $15, and the second one was coming out, and Pez Boy wanted us to go see it. And I'm a little angry that I bought the first one, you know, but it was worth seeing. I mean, I'm gonna go see the third one. Like the murderer is clever, you know, the thing.
I like the puzzliness of
You would like that. That's right. I would think that if you were going to be murdered, you'd want to be murdered in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
The second one was. So you didn't see the second one?
No.
It was a little. It had a kind of a cube element. It was like five or six people together in a house with various puzzles, each of which was sort of designed to trap one of them.
I really wish that there was something we could do about the sent messages table. It's like almost 2 gigs now.
Yeah, and that kind of sucks because I just...
Yeah.
We could start...
I wonder if it would be at all advantageous for us to design a way to, like, allow people to dump those out into text files and save them on their hard drives.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if...
I don't know how... Yeah, I don't know how we would get people to actually do it.
Yeah. I imagine the greater majority of all of those are people who clicked the box and then forgot to unclick it.
What if saved messages, like, I agree. What if saved messages greater than a year old, what if we just dumped them into a text file for each player? It would have to exist on every web server, which actually totally sucks. But yeah, I mean, the thing is that now represents, like, you know, 1/5 of the data.
Almost a third.
That we have.
Yeah.
Well, on that database server, yeah. But I mean, I'm saying across both of them. So it's really...
The same thing with saved messages.
Yeah. Although, at least saved messages, they have to save them one at a time.
Yeah. Well, they can save a whole stack of them, though.
Well, okay, that's...
But it's not automatic, like, a set...
Yeah, and the sent ones, I mean, I'm sure...
The saved message table is, like, a fourth of a size.
Yeah.
So it's not that big deal. Expired messages are a gig. Those are the ones that...
Yeah, those are just for us to archive out. Like, those can just be dumped to a file, and that table can be truncated.
Has it been doing that, or is there...
No, I just do it every once in a while. Oh. It's not that... Nothing ever happens to that table on its own. Which, you know, that could just start getting MySQL dumped on...
I hear that earlier.
On the long rollover. Uh-huh. Were you Katamari Damacy-ing?
Yes.
Yeah, so how about on the long rollover, we also just start dumping expired messages to a file. The first time, it's going to take for fucking ever. But we might just, you know, say, all right, rollover Saturday is probably going to take 3 hours.
That's what I pretty much said the first time we had it.
I mean, it's been sick into like an hour, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I never remember to pay attention.
Me either.
But
I think it's, I mean, people aren't like bitching or anything, or not too hard. I think it's okay for people that if we have a long rollover on the weekend, then if the rest of the
world... Yeah, and also, I mean, this makes that rollover a little longer, but also makes the backup take less time, theoretically, because it's backing up one less gig of shit. I mean, I wonder, we could just not back up the sent messages.
That's also true. We could just get rid of them.
I don't know if you can exclude tables from the hot copy thing or not, but yeah.
Or
you can
just like put them in a different database.
I mean, I thought about trying to figure out a way to like reward people for deleting sent messages. I mean,
No, it's probably the right way to go, but it's funny to think about it.
Yeah, I really feel like so many people don't even want to save the messages that they're sending out. It's just that they check it once. But, I mean, if we just start making it randomly uncheck itself, you know, maybe, I don't know, I mean, maybe we limit it to, like, 100 messages a person and don't let them store anymore until they've cleared out their old ones.
Yeah. Maybe if we did that in conjunction with allowing people to dump them to a text file and let them download it.
Yeah.
Which I'm not exactly sure how that would work, but, you know, we figure it out.
Yeah, that's... I don't know how that would go either. I mean, we could just, you know, output a text file in a new window and they could just file save.
Or we could have, like, a process that, like, runs on the images server that just checks every day for those dumps, and if those dumps are there, if people want those dumps to occur, it just dumps them all to a plain text file on images or something.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. We could figure it out.
Gorblack says, now that there are limited clovers, can you unnerf the conservatory? How do you feel about that, Riff? All right. Oh, Max Vance is talking about the shiny butcher knife.
Yeah, I finally marked that public because people found it.
He says, shouldn't the shiny butcher knife increase the number of adventures you get at rollover like the chrome weapons do? After all, it's shiny like them.
Not as shiny.
Yeah, it's not as shiny.
Yeah.
Chrome is way, way shinier than stainless steel. Also, when you pie yourself, shouldn't it give you temporary blindness like cream pies do in NetHack?
I almost did that, but then and that also has a Moxie debuff, so I decided that was a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, it could do it when you pie yourself. But, I mean, pretty soon there will be a reliable way to give yourself temporary blindness, so... Can...
What's up?
In order to do that, we're going to... Oh, wait, no, it'll be a hat.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a retard. I was going to say, in order to do that, we're going to need to get Intrinsics working on accessories, but...
That's probably not a bad thing to do for just to do, but it's also kind of low priority.
StrongBatVanEX says, do the 8 new zones have any trophies? No one's made any particular effort to find them, and they remain undiscovered. Hints? They do, and they're not implemented yet. The tracking for the trophies is in there, but so there are, yeah. It's, at some point, it needs to be like Trophy Tuesday.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Those are good Tuesdays.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
We're running out of it. We can just do a bunch of new trophies.
Yeah, 10 new trophies, yeah.
New trophies.
We'll theoretically introduce a lot of new trophies with NS13, too, so that's. But yeah, there's going to be a Spooky Raven Manor expansion pack as a Tuesday update
and
one of these days.
It'll cost $20.
It'll cost $20, and it require the original version of Spooky Raven Manor to play. But there were some ideas that didn't quite make it in, and there were some things that weren't quite ready. So yeah, there's a handful of new things going in. I made a list of them somewhere.
Cool.
One of these days. Let's see. StrongBatFannyX also says, who has a tattoo in the office, and which one is the most nerdiest and or badass? Scully has a tattoo,
tattoo
on his back. Riff has a tattoo. What's your tattoo of her?
Max from Sam and Max.
Ah, Max from Sam and Max. That's probably the nerdiest.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hot Stuff and Fusilaban don't have any tattoos.
I don't have any tattoos.
Zly. For some reason, I believe that Zlyania does.
She does. It's on her. It's like on her neck. But
has a tattoo on her neck. Okay.
Yeah.
What is it of?
It's some Japanese character. I forget.
Okay.
Which one.
I don't have any tattoos. I kind of want to get the Sword and Martini guy on my forearm. I keep saying I'm going to do that, and I keep not doing it because it would take nearly 15 minutes to get that tattoo. I don't have
too much of a list to get a tattoo. Plus, my personal philosophy on this is tattoos have one purpose, to make you easier to identify in a police lineup.
Right.
So, you know, no thanks. Not that my already completely distinctive features wouldn't make that just trivially easy, but, you know.
You could grow a mustache.
Actually,
I mean,
no,
I think a mustache cancels out a tattoo.
Yeah.
And because, like, you know, no matter how cool your tattoo is, you're still going to look like a douchebag with a mustache.
Yeah. Well, so, I can't grow a mustache, so it's sort of moot, you know.
Well, it doesn't, well, I was just saying in general, somebody could.
Right.
Oh, let's see. I should grow a mustache.
You want to look like a giant douche?
My dad had a mustache. He was a cop. No, it was
my dad has a mustache.
Yeah.
My dad also has a mustache.
Oh, yeah, your dad does have a mustache. He uses it to twirl thoughtfully as he's translating things into Latin.
Speaking of family, my family's supposedly coming here for to Arizona for Christmas.
For Christmas, huh?
So if you'd like to meet the rest of my family.
I would. I would like to meet your brother. I think I've talked to him. All right. Bob333 says, I'd like this sort of hilarious item, silly string cheese. It's cheese in a spray can that increases stench damage to the adventurer.
Why does it increase it to you? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, silly string, I guess it's not very good smelling if you, like, spray it into your nose. It's like...
Can you get high from it?
Theoretically, I mean, it's in a spray can, right? That means you can get high from it, right?
He says, Strong Bad Fanny X says, also, Jake, do you know, you do know that there now must be a new zone called Fuzzle Faggot Ridge, right? And then, how will NS13 come about? Will a big event lead up to it, or will it just be a sort of, hey, Strong Bad Fanny X, the NS13 is a little stronger now thing? Well, there won't be an event, there will be a countdown, there will be probably a few hours of downtime leading up to it like there was with Ascension. Although maybe not. Maybe we can figure out a way to do it that doesn't require any downtime.
I don't think it really matters either way.
We're pretty good about you know, if-deving everything, and, you know, it will at least require some testing on the live servers to make sure that everything has been pushed out correctly.
We'll have to make sure to make the naughty sorceress really, really hard right at the beginning, so everyone on the dev team's like, the naughty sorceress.
Yeah, they won't actually test anything because they can't beat the sorceress. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I don't think that it's going to make any sense to have an event. We might also want to think about other things that we want to change that we can't come up with a narrative reason to change and change them as part of NS13 because, you know...
It seems like a good way to... it'd be like a, like laws in Congress where they used to bend all these different lists.
Yeah. No, so I say, sorry, everybody. Turns out that the last year was just a dream. This is actually what the game is like. We have always been at war
Bobby
with...
Bobby didn't actually shoot JR. Or... whoever it was.
Sue Ellen. Yeah. Sue Ann. Sue Ellen.
Yeah.
Also, he says, I feel like trying a text adventure / IF. What should I play first, and where can I find it? You know, there are plenty of, like, starter guides to IF if you look for them.
I think a werb.com/IF is the
address. WURB.com/IF.
Yeah.
I know that there is a game that was written specifically as an introduction to people who'd never played an IF before.
Yeah, Dreamhold by Andrew Plotkin is like that. And you can get that on that site I just mentioned, which is the BAF's Guide to the IF Archive.
Yeah.
Which has everything ordered by rating and stuff.
All right. Gleeb says, does the sword behind inappropriate prepositions have any effect on mod warnings? It probably does.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Unless the mod warnings now occur in haiku, which, you know, they won't because the sword doesn't work.
Yeah, we made somebody was asking if the... we'll get to that question. Orange Person says, happy evening / morning / afternoon. Is the obligatory Pirate's Cove called obligatory because it's the only reason you need to open the island? That's the only reason you need to open the island right now.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
Weedly, weedly, weedly. Screedly, screedly,
That was the lightning.
No. You mean the thunder?
All right.
Oh, no, you were talking about how you flashed me just now. Bob333 says, it's always bugged me that the sorceress's chamber sticks out from the tower. Can you explain the architecture to me?
I can
dance about it.
Yeah. The chamber is made out of styrofoam, so it's really light.
Yeah, and that's why it's so easy to tear up during the fight. No, it's like in Castlevania. That's exactly like in Castlevania. You know, it's cool to have it sticking out the top like that. Yeah. I mean, I don't... The architecture is cool. She wanted to be able to see the ocean. And you couldn't see the ocean from the center of the tower because of the chamber. So she had to make the chamber to be able to see past itself.
Can she now see the forest for the trees?
She can. She can. Oh. She can see the distant woods for the distant trees.
I see.
Wait
a minute. I think it's on the wrong side, though.
Yeah, I know. That's why she wants to see the ocean.
Yeah.
She could probably... I mean, she could see out, she could see everything except the plains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the giant strip of bacon that's eventually going to go in that left middle map section.
Oh, right.
Okay. Or the highway.
The highway to hell.
Yeab says, have you ever seen The Oblongs? If not, I'd suggest you put it in your Netflix queue. It seems right up your alley. Really, at this point, putting something in my Netflix queue is about the best way for me to guarantee that I will never, ever see it.
Oblongs was pretty good. It was alright.
I mean, it's on Adult Swim every once in a while, and it's one of those things that if there's nothing else on, I will watch it if I'm, like, trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Isn't Will Ferrell one of the voices?
I think so, yeah. I think he's the dad.
Bob333 says, why does the Nutcracker familiar sit motionless before going clomp? Is he part rock? Oh, he goes clomp.
What?
Mr. Ascender says, why are the monsters still in the Friar's Grove after we supposedly banished them? They're not in the copse anymore. They're in the gate. They've got a gate to Hades open that they keep open all the time.
Because they really like the chicken wings there.
Yeah. So the problem when you get there is that the monsters have escaped from the gate. They're no longer, you know, bound by the magical glyphs and rituals. So you have to collect
them. And the justification train breaks down. Choo, choo.
But no, I mean, that's actually how it is. This is not me just making something up. I mean, they escape from the gate and go out into the three parts of the forest. And then you have to collect the stuff so that the friars can perform the ritual that puts them back in the gate. And then when you're adventuring afterwards, you're going through the gate. Yeah.
To the Hades reception area.
Yep. Pachinkoid says, hey, Jick, any chance of letting my hobo drink at the microbrewery anytime soon? That's super low priority. Wintergreen says, thanks for finally putting me into the game. And by in the game, I mean a bag of chips.
Must get really cramped in there.
Yeah. And greasy and suffocate-trilicious.
I mean, if you're, like, in the radium chips instead for some reason, like, there was a mix-up in the factory, you'd be, like... all irradiated.
At least you'd be able to see in there because of the glow.
Yeah, that's true.
So I read... There was a Slashdot story today about something. They managed to make something that was invisible to microwaves. And
but only in two dimensions.
Yeah, only in two dimensions, and it's not really invisible. That's what it said.
Great.
So,
So what did they actually
right, they,
do?
Right, they figured out how to make it...
they figured out how to make something microwave safe. In two dimensions. So you just stick it in the microwave forever and nothing will happen.
Nothing will happen, except your microwave will eventually break.
Yeah.
Eek, there's a lure in my dupe, points out a typo, which I shall fix. Fred Levi says, it's a cast. Shouldn't the cast heal beaten up? No. You still have to rest when you get... If you get beaten up and it breaks your leg, you got to get your leg in a cast, and that, you know, cures the damage to your leg, but you're still beaten up until you... wait for a while.
Until you find some more crap.
Yeah. The new clan stuff rocks, he also says, but all but one space for new stuff is preoccupied by the old stuff. Wow, that's an interesting use of the word preoccupied. It means occupied ahead of time, I guess, but that's not nice. Is there going to be stuff for the remaining three empty spaces someday? Oh, probably.
Could be.
Dreamer TK says, if KOL was in a powdery form, it would be sold for $1,000 a pound on the streets.
Would you snort it? I don't know.
I think you probably mix it into a slurry with some beer. And it's like injected under your toenails.
Yeah. Alan C. says, suggestion, a clan admission guidelines field that would be displayed before someone applies to your clan. I'd rather not put go away, we don't want you in the credo, but right now the credo is the only place to put pre-application text that I know of.
I'm working on something that's sort of like this. I don't think you're going to find much use for it, but other people will.
Yeah.
Also, I've always been a big proponent of allowing clans to shut off signups.
Yeah, that actually, I would be okay with you just adding that right now.
Right.
An option in the admin page, like, you know, disable applications.
I'll make it such that you can still apply if you're whitelisted, though.
Yeah.
Hugula says, I'm tired.
It was really good onomatopoeia for a yawn, too. Way to go, Hugula.
The new stuffed toys are awesome. I find the Undead Elbow Macaroni and MMT MMM especially... Oh, the mech. Especially adorable. And the Death Orb and Mind Flayer are especially hilarious. But could the stuffed cow not be used up when you use it? I want to keep pummeling it again and again and again. Yeah, that was a mistake, and it's fixed now. Biospark says, when your familiar is weakened in the last fight, what exactly happens? An invisible D-level or something else? If it's a D-level, would revealing the number be too spoiling? I don't even remember what it is. It's an invisible percentage reduction in poundage. And, I mean, I'm sure that somebody could spade that out if they haven't already. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, why don't you move the dungeon full of dungeons to the space left of the nearby plains, making town less crowded and more room for many more dungeons. We're going to change the dungeon thing eventually. It'll go in as some sort of Dungeoneers Association. Let's see. Hogula says, it occurred to me that if and when the favorite familiar record slash leaderboards gets implemented, something that I will love you forever for, it'll give you a bit more room to make familiars that aren't generally useful, like a stab-batified starfish that occasionally steals your MP. As long as it has some form of obscure use, people can develop a strategy for it when seeking out its designated leaderboard. Making the Death Orb do spooky damage to the player would probably also help those, help make those leaderboards interesting, as would making other times when familiars attack you respect damage absorption slash reduction. Other possible things, ghoul whelp slash volleyballs that devour every slice of meat you get in battle, barnacles that can give you bad status effects, de-leveling you as well, etc. Speaking of which, what's the proper singular form of meat? Slice, cut, slab, meat stacklet, pepperoni penny, or what?
I've always gone for cutlet.
I just always think meat.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the proper singular for... Dollar. Dollar.
Dollar.
Yeah. Donuts. So, we went to this taco place, and there were like 6 or 8 cop cars in the parking lot, and it smelled like donuts. And I don't understand why that is, because it wasn't actually near a donut shop.
Yeah.
Or, as near as I could tell, any, like, bakery or anything. It was really strange. The cops were inside eating tacos. Juswami X says, you should make it so that you can place up to 5 bets at once in the MMG.
World of Warcraft. That's my answer.
Let's see. Di Vernon says, familiar ties their shoelaces together, they trips and takes 21 damage as they lands on their face. Yep. That's what happens. I suppose... How many of those things do you think could be corrected if we just made the S at the end of the sentence dependent on...
I'm not paying attention at all.
So let's say that in the fight code, we make a variable called, like... VS, like verb form ending, right? Mm-hmm. And when it's appropriate, instead of putting an S at the end of a verb, we just use that VS variable, which is S unless the thing is plural.
That would probably work.
You know, I mean, I that would actually be a relatively low impact way to fix a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
We'd have to probably put it in the attack messages too, and.
Dude, grammar sucks.
Yeah, it does. I just wonder. I mean, we could probably fix like 90% of those by just removing S's. So yeah, that's maybe something we can do. Strongbath NEX says, I asked for an option for defavoritizing herb brownies because I don't really like them. Pretty please?
You like them enough to get the trophy.
I can't really think of any way of doing that that doesn't involve actually losing the consumption records. I mean, yeah, just eat something else. Also, just an FYI for Mr. Skullhead, that his location on the forum still says that he lives in Flagstaff.
Maybe he wants people to think he lives in Flagstaff.
O'Grady says, can you make an item called cocktail that certainly doesn't have a roofie in it? That would be great for Valentine's. You could give somebody a drink, and when they frank it, you could kidnap / do things. When they frank it. He must have been franking when he wrote that question. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, can Valentine's cards be free pulls? Also, is there any way we could buy Valentine's with meat from Hanks? Says Hagulus.
So I'm not really paying attention to the questions right now because I'm working on this clan thing.
Working on the clan thing. Working on the clan thing. Going down, down, down. Working on the clan thing. Oop, you got to sit down.
Yep.
I don't actually know the words to that song.
I'm not exactly sure of how the lyrics go.
So. Max Van says, how come you can use the spices by tasting them when you're doing an oxygenarian run? Wouldn't this technically be eating?
Spices have no calorie content.
Same
reason why they can drink soda. Although I guess soda has plenty of calories.
Yeah.
But it's not food. It's spices. It's different. Seriously.
001 says, hey, Jake, long-time listener. Do you realize that you say, as your new verbal twiddle-your-thumbs mechanism? You tend to have a new thing about you every few weeks. Yeah.
He's a renaissance dude.
I am. I have to keep switching back and forth. Yeah. Not even back and forth. I just have to keep switching. Bunya Bandler says, for Halloween, my six friends and I are all going to be pirates, and we're each going to be one of the seven deadly sins. You know, as a reference to the flogging Molly. I'm going to be Sloth. My costume, an eye patch. Because you were too lazy to actually put together the costume. That's funny. I don't get the Flogging Molly thing, but...
Flogging Molly has a song called Seven Deadly Sins, which is sort of a pirate shanty kind of song about the seven deadly sins.
I see. Oh, Captain Ocelot says, since the switch calendars option in the clan admin page is now useless, shouldn't it be removed? You should do that while you're in there, Zeno.
I'm sorry, what?
The switch calendars option is now meaningless.
Yeah, I guess it is, isn't it?
O'Grady says, thanks for the meat. You're welcome. John Rahman says, hey, I was wondering why isn't there a gutter or something on the wrong side of the tracks where you can use an ice-cold Fody to remember all your homies and so on. UberWookie says, would it be possible to add notations to the new clan equipment which isn't usable in Hardcore/Ronin? No, I would just tell you to assume that none of it is usable in Hardcore or Ronin and then be excited about the spiffy bonus when you can use it. The thing is, these things are not going to tend to be bought by people who are in Hardcore or Ronin over the life of the game, you know, like, it's most clan furniture is bought by people who haven't ascended, I would say. LSK says, can the art on a wrestling mat be touched up a bit? I don't know what's wrong with it. What's wrong with you? Let me go buy a wrestling mat. Come on, that's not that bad. Oh, wait, I can see the sort of thing on this side maybe bothering you. Fine. I'll fix that later. Somebody needs to write down all the things that I said I was going to fix. Bill O'Reilly says, I was wondering, I get it, it's like Bill O'Reilly, except Bill O'Reilly. Unless that was on purpose, in which case, I'm sorry.
They're just talking about the fill of
credited you. I was wondering what was going to happen to the Speed Ascension leaderboards when NS13 rolls out. Is there going to be a different leaderboard for post-NS13 runs? Yeah. Well, I mean, the leaderboards will get archived and put in the museum. And just reset to nothing. One Ton Tomato says, any chance of a 48-hour lifespan for chat PMs? What, did it, I thought they already had a 48-hour lifespan.
I have no idea.
It might only be 24. Hagula says, haha, the fact that you can zap the Smurf into the Smurf is awesome. Thanks for that, guys. Hey, thank you.
I'm glad that people figured it out eventually.
Emma Sue says, does this mean that the new hilarious object is a WWKRD bracelet that suggests you get kidnapped by a villain and fulfill cliches? What would Keanu Reeves do?
What would King Ralph do, I would assume?
Oh. Wouldn't that be KRXID?
Yeah, I suppose it would.
I still have What Would Keanu Reeves Do bracelet.
Whoa.
Necrophage says, when fighting against the darkness, I could see the normal critical hit text for at least two of the monsters in the valley. Is this intended?
That's probably just a random bug. Not a big deal.
No. Isenbul says, it seems to me like the Goblin King got robbed. Each boss has a portion of the Naughty Sorceress's power. The boss back can drain MP, Baron von Ratsworth scales to your stats, the Boner Dagon can cancel your actions, but the Goblin King can't really do much of anything. Why not give him the ability to heal to make him a little more challenging? The Naughty Sorceress does that, right? Well, so does the boss bat, I think. I think the boss bat can actually heal itself.
I don't remember.
With your MP. Maybe not. But
I think the power of the Goblin King is to instantly kick your ass if you're not tricking him.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, the Goblin King sets you up for the idea that certain boss fights are going to require certain pieces of equipment. I mean, we did think of that, and that was the deal. Because the Goblin King is already too hard for most people when they're starting out anyway. Yeah. Benji Court says, but why's the rum gun? Multi-scroll on 31337 scrolls, please. P.S. The clan overhaul is freaking awesome. Rocket Manly says, paging Dr. Backbone to the Bajingo Ward. QOV says, is it intentional that we can't bleep more than 2,000 people, or did you just never imagine that more than 2,000 very annoying people would play your game? Huh.
I don't think there's a limit on that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. 001 says, asymmetric staff, you should buy Nexus Wars. Be like EA Games. Come on, challenge everything. Huh. I don't know that he would want to sell it.
That would be really funny.
It would be interesting, though. I mean, if we
should buy Adventure Quest.
I don't know. They probably make enough money that they wouldn't want to. I mean, I gotta imagine anybody doing this kind of thing. Like, if just one person wouldn't want to just sell out. Yeah. Plus, I mean, we don't really have all that much money that we could just buy them. Yeah. I mean,
what would we do with them?
Well, I mean, okay, I mean, I guess, theoretically, you know, I could say to somebody who ran a game that I liked and that was supported by donations, it was like, okay, you know, what if we commit to paying you a salary in exchange for, you know, paying you a salary and doing all the server maintenance, you know, keeping your game in good enough hardware for it to run correctly in exchange for, you know, 75% of the donations, the remaining 25% of which would still go to you, or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that would work or not. I don't know if we'd ever find anything that would actually be a money-making proposition for us. I don't know that. I mean, I wouldn't want to just take over somebody else's game and take creative control over it, and I wouldn't think that anybody who would allow me to do that would have come up with something that was worth buying in the first place, you know? So, I don't know. I mean, you know, it might be neat if we saw a game that we thought had potential to just, like, hire the person to work on the game under our auspices and with our help, I
with
guess.
Our help?
Our help, not palp. Okay. Well, maybe our palp, too. It depends on if they're squishy or not. Yeah, I don't know. We should think about the future.
That was sucks. Let's go shopping.
I was still so happy about it. Scully's mom asked me if I was thinking about if I had thought about the future at all, and I was just like, no, and it sucks. Like, I'm thirsty, but I'm not drinking anything right now. If only there was a time during which I could drink something to make myself not thirsty anymore. Would be neat to have some sources of income that we didn't actually have to work on. Mm. But
like a silver mine or something?
Yeah.
We could go buy a diamond mine.
That's true. That's true. We could do that. Billabong of Doom says, huh. I've been trying to memorize all the words to Waltzing Matilda. There's a billabong in that song. It means a deep pool of water.
Oh.
I was wondering if there could be a second use for bricks, like a brick house in your campsite. Hopefully something that could be passed down generation to generation. Or even a brick shit house.
Can we use the word shit in this game?
No.
Okay. It's like a brick shit house. It's yeah. Really stinking.
That was appalling. Bahu says, World of Warcraft question. Do you guys support those vile inhuman monsters who live only to crush all they see before them, or do you play Horde? my 60 is Horde on a PvP server, but the characters that we're playing now are mid-30s Alliance on a PvE server.
I think the Horde is more interesting, but I saw their early game like 3 times before I burned out, and it was like, I don't want to play again, but I can't stand doing the Baron's quests over again.
Yeah, that is one thing. I don't think that I could ever get another Horde character through that period of time. Just just awful, awful area. And there's nowhere else to go at that level. I mean, at least like the Alliance kind of has like 3 different things that you can be doing during that period of time that don't involve... I don't know. It might not be as bad because there are now additional flight paths from when I started.
That's
like, they patched it to where there's, like, a flight path from Crossroads to Ratchet and then to Camp Tarajo. But, yeah, so I don't know. I like the idea of playing the Horde better because the humans are just kind of assholes. Like, the only like, sympathetic race is... Well, I don't know. I guess the Night Elves aren't, like, bad.
Yeah.
The dwarves.
No, the dwarves aren't bad. Gnomes are just retarded annoying.
Yeah.
And, but I mean, of the Horde, the undead are the only ones that are actually evil. You know, like the rest of everybody is
awesome.
Trying to.
Yeah, I started an undead character and I'm liking it so far.
Yeah, no.
Although the voice on the one that I chose is kind of annoying, though.
It's probably just all the. I think all the voices for a given gender of a given race are the same.
Yeah, they are. I made a female undead, and she's like, I don't have enough energy. That's not at all what it sounds like.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I turned the voice off on mine. I don't even know what she sounds like.
Yeah, she just sounds like ultra pissed off all the time, which I imagine if you're undead, you're probably just ultra pissed off all the time.
Yeah. The early game stuff, like that atmosphere of the undead areas is just so fucking cool compared to everything else, but then still you get to like level 15 and it's like, oh, time to go to the fucking Barrens and spend the next 4 days of gameplay there listening to people talk about Chuck Norris. At least the new Global Looking for Group channel gets people used to the idea of chat that terrible. So you know what, we should take our little music break. I don't know what we want to listen to though. How about some random selections from the Amelie soundtrack?
Okay.
Let's see. How many of these we've got? There's 1:30, followed by 3 minutes, followed by 2 minutes, followed by 2 minutes, followed by 2 minutes. Followed by 2 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All right, so we got about 11 or 12 minutes of music now. So everybody enjoy the first 6 tracks from the Amelie soundtrack. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Oh, let's see. I lost the questions. Oh, right. Because I had another tab open. I hate tabs. It's really not true. let's see. iThrillDoor says, the bugged bugbear bug last week was generated by the grease monkey script I was using, not the damage messages. Well, good. Hagula says, also, regarding the familiar tracking thingy, is it logging stuff now? Like, if I started an emo squid run and finished it before you did the whole official implementation thingy, would it show up on my ascension history whenever you do implement it? Yes. Yes, it will. What was I waiting for?
I don't remember.
I don't remember why I didn't push out the ascension history thing. Because there were some cosmetic changes to it, also. I guess I wanted to make sure that that tracking was actually working.
That might have been it.
Because right now, there's going to be a familiar column that's mostly empty for people.
For a while.
This is another thing that I was thinking about. Like, with NS13, man, we have an opportunity to change whatever we want to change about Ascension, and there will no longer be any goofiness. There will no longer be those White Wednesday gaps in the Ascension.
Oh, because we're wiping everything.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not going to, like, save the old Ascension history?
Yeah, we'll save them off somewhere. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, we need to know how many Ascensions people
have.
And
if we do that, then I can finally fucking paginate the Ascension history.
Yeah, that's
right,
true.
I tried to do it once, but the whole Ascension record, Bob de Blue, was lost in the Great Time Catastrophe thing, made it a giant nightmare.
Yeah, because you don't know how big that page is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we nuke them and then, like, you know, start from scratch... Yeah.
We can probably archive those per player, you know, yeah. And if they have pre-NS13 Ascension records, then
we just add another
we link to it to their old Ascension history or whatever.
Yeah, that'll work.
So
it's like the same page, but with, like, a different table.
Yeah. Yep. LlamaMan58 says, why do K-mails in the inbox sometimes randomly vanish? Well, K-mails in the inbox are auto-pruned after 2 weeks. I think only after you've read them. Although, I don't actually know.
There's actually a distinction between having one and having read one.
There's a table field for it. Mm-hmm. I don't do anything with it.
I was going to say, is it working? Or
yeah, no, maybe it's not used for anything. I don't know. Max Vance says, shouldn't you be able to get a fortune cookie from the tutorial if you haven't before? No. You can deal with spending 30 meat or whatever it costs. StrongBadFannyX says, I finally agreed on the fact that every one change you make, someone is going to complain. People believe that the Rumpus Room ruined the social aspect of clans, for example. I, for one, love the chains, especially the Mr. Claw machine, which is just awesome. Especially the references and just awesome stuffed items. Yeah, you know, what's weird is that I honestly think that the only people who see something bad about the Clan Rumpus Room change are... power players who are also really into being in a clan socially, which I just don't know how many people there are like that.
Yeah.
you know, the dev team is kind of full of them. But I don't think, I mean, the dev team, we had, you know, several people who were just like, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad, don't do this, this is bad. And we were like, you know, I just don't believe that. I mean, I, you know, people talk about how we don't have a good sense of what the heart players are like, you know, or really people talk about how we don't have a good sense of what any of our players are like, but, you know, our players are the kind of people who like playing a game that we made, so I feel like if we continue to make the decisions that we make based on what we think makes the game good, we're going to continue to make a game that in general is good and that people like.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's arrogant, but it you know seems to have worked so far. Yeah. People were saying basically that like no. I mean, like JLE's argument was the clan gym is incredibly important as a mechanic to everyone, and you're taking it away from them because no one will actually keep it in their clan. And so, I mean,
so
I'm like,
incredibly important.
I'm like, what, yeah, isn't there only one everybody? Like, if everybody likes it, why is everybody also going to immediately replace it with something else the first time they're given the opportunity? I mean, you know, the town gym, I'm not... I like the idea only because I like it. I like the fact that the clan ones are better than it. You know, the yeah. town gym is going to be the same as the clan gyms used to be. You know, and,
yeah, I can
and
get behind that.
Yeah.
I mean, because I don't want to do it behind the veil of, you know, kowtowing to the whining or something like that, you know?
And that's the thing. I mean, I was like, all right, guys, you might be right. There might be a tremendous amount of whining about this, but let's see, you know? This, like every other change that we've ever made, is not set in stone. So, you know, let's give it a shot. I mean, as I was talking to Hot Stuff on the phone, and I was like, well, you know, the fact that we're excited about it, and we're, you know, just about as non-socially heart as you can get, means that it's probably not a good thing for them. You know, and I guess, I don't know, Xenophobia assessment was what? Like, there is, the fact that there is now a non-people reason to be in a particular clan uh-huh. is bound to upset the people who care about clans entirely as a social construct.
Yeah, I think I said that.
Yeah.
Sounds like something I would say.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we just took something that was, you know, an argument that I said before, and I was going to repeat it using different words.
The weird thing is, all right.
I got ready to explain it again. I'm like, wait, he just said what I was going to say. This is dumb. I'm going to stop.
So, like, Apocalypse, okay? Apocalypse is somebody who tends to post pretty well-reasoned responses to things on the forum, right? And he's one of the people who is just absolutely pissed off about the change and just thinks that it's a bad thing, right? Which...
I feel like the people who are bitching are the people who never used the gyms.
Yeah, and I guess their point was that the gyms are really useful to newbies. And I have to say that I've met a lot of people who played the game very, very casually. People who were non-gamers, like people who started playing the game because they knew me from outside of the game or whatever, you know, who sort of like they get to a point where they can't beat anything, right? They can't make any progress because they're not getting stronger quickly enough. And so they're like, all right, well, I'm just going to spend a week spending all my turns in the gym until I'm tough enough to beat the gnolls or whatever, you know? And I guess that's important to them. I mean, we think about it in terms of like, well, you know, it's not that hard. You know, you could spend the meat you have buying better food in the mall and level up quicker, you know, than doing it that way or whatever. But, I mean, I guess the simpler the game is, the less efficiently you can play through it. You know, the simpler you make the game. If you're just adventuring in places, not doing anything, kind of metagame, not doing any research, which, I mean, most people wouldn't, you know, then maybe there are points where, all right, I just want to burn my turns. And I can also see how having an avenue to, like, productively just burn your turns if you don't have time to play, I kind of wish that I had that on Nexus War, for instance. You know, I wish that on the days when I've decided I wasn't going to try to accomplish anything and I just want to, like, you know, search in the bookstore for all 50 of my turns, that I could just type a 50 into a box and hit search, and have my turns played for the day, right? Yeah.
I'm just laughing because of the parallels to everybody wanting auto adventure.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's yeah. I mean,
my view with auto adventure is okay, but if you're going to allow us to spend turns, you know, automatically like that, it needs to be in a very inefficient way. The most efficient way to make progress should be the one that requires effort.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, I would use probably, you know, I would not use the auto search feature in Nexus War if it was less efficient than actually hitting the button. But I mean, I don't know. Like, I always say, like, well, you know, if you don't want to play the game, don't play the game. But I gotta admit that, like, just hitting a button 50 times is not fun. But also, hitting a button 50 times and the results of hitting that button are either it says you found a book or it says you found nothing. I mean, that's a little less content per click than we've got.
Are you sure it was a book?
That's great.
It was actually the quote this time, not a mangling that we usually do.
Yeah. Vash Orion says, how did you guys study for tests in high school? I have a bio test tomorrow, and I don't know how to prepare for it. I don't think that I ever studied for a single thing, ever.
I can't. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, pretty much me too.
The way I learned was never, I could, if repeatedly reading things just never worked for me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I studied for vocabulary tests in German class in college because I had to.
Yeah.
I mean, in high school, I was still sharp enough mentally, and I spent enough time in class that I didn't actually have to sit and memorize Spanish vocabulary. You know, I could remember enough of it from the first time. But, I mean, I found that, you know, the way that I prepared for tests was by going to class and taking notes.
Yeah.
And just the act of taking notes commits it to memory.
Yeah.
If you do it right. And I've never, I mean, first of all, like, you know, my school experiences outside of college are all 15 years ago. So I don't really remember what it was like. But in college, I mean, it, like, the textbooks never really have anything to do with what the teacher is actually talking about, you know, so they're going to test you on what they lectured on, and so you just, you know, pay attention in class. That was the thing. I think the reason that I did well in high school without trying at all is because you had to be there. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
it's less boring to listen to the lecture than it is to do something else, you know, so I don't know. The only times that I had problems in college is from not going to class. And I never did homework, really, to speak of. You know, I never did very much work, and it was like I would get A's in the classes that I actually went to and, like, C's in the classes that I skipped all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how it worked. Except the class that I skipped enough. I was supposed to have an A in the class, but it got knocked down to a B because I missed too many classes, which, in the context of a fucking college class, just really infuriates me. If I was able to get an A by attending 75% of the classes, and I paid to take this fucking class.
At AIP, if you missed more than 10 hours of a class, you failed it.
God, that sucks. There were classes like that. I mean, it would be like, you can miss 3 sessions, and then every session after that is a letter grade.
Mm. You know? See, I can see where that would help some people, like, just keep them on, you know, on track.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe people like that don't deserve to have college degrees. I mean, I am personally of the opinion that, like, fucking high school shouldn't be mandatory. Just because there are so many people there that are just wasting everybody else's time, you know?
Yeah.
By that time, whatever socialization you're going to get out of being at school, you've probably already gotten. I mean, that's the point at which people just degenerate into being different types of assholes. You pretty much, like, if you haven't learned to share by the time you're a freshman in high school, 4 years of high school are not going to teach you how to share. You know, they're just going to teach you how to either beat people up or hate people who beat you up.
Yeah, I never had any of these negative experiences. I liked high school.
Yeah.
I loved high school.
I don't know. To me, it was just kind of, I don't know. I wish I could have gone to college. You know? Or I wish it could have been structured like college, you know? I mean, I wish that I could have just Although, I don't know. It probably wasn't until I was 18 it would have ever occurred to me to take a class that I wasn't specifically interested in just to see if I was interested in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would never have elected to take philosophy or poetry classes in high school.
In my high school, we were allowed a small amount of variance in our schedules. I mean, as long as we fulfilled the requirements. I mean, it wasn't like we could, you know, skip an hour. It wasn't free-form like college. We had to do one thing every hour. But
right.
More or less, you could pick and choose what classes you wanted as long as you fulfilled the minimum requirements.
I guess high school should have been like that for me, but I switched from, like, hillbilly high to an actual school, like, after my freshman year. So I spent the entire rest of the time catching up on all the required shit that I was supposed to have taken as a freshman.
I see.
But
yeah. It's like I took calculus in high school, and there were 12 people in my class.
See, I couldn't take calculus in high school because where I went to 8th grade, they didn't offer algebra to 8th graders.
Huh.
So I had to take Algebra 1. And since I didn't want to skip geometry, I couldn't.
Yeah, I would have been perfectly happy if I hated geometry.
Yeah, see, I liked geometry. Geometry was fun because geometry actually taught me skills that I didn't have because my spatial reasoning is
I just love
terrible.
Proofs.
See, we never actually had to do
proofs.
Everybody talks about how much they hate proofs. Proofs are like proofs are to geometry what word problems are to algebra. And I was like, it seems like it would probably be fun.
Yeah.
You know, but we just didn't. We didn't do that in my high school.
Lucky bastard.
Proofs are
proofs.
Fun. They're like puzzles.
They suck.
They're puzzles.
They're not fun puzzles. I don't really like puzzles that much anyway. Don't tell that to my coworkers or bossy guys.
Let's see. Looking. Robo9981 says, "Hello, oh my brothers. I've slouchied this show for a malinky while, but a good old Jeezny has come and tolchocked me in the Gulliver Real Horror Show, and I can't slouchy but the archives. Please upload the Gava reading so I can slouchy them instead of being a malinky bit razdraz." Oh, well.
That was a pretty good request.
Yeah, it was. I mean, if you're talking about the podcast archives, then you are probably not going to. They're not going to be updated for a while, because Stargazer was like out of town for like 6 weeks or something. So I've been trying to stay on top of getting them uploaded to the Asymmetric archives, but I can't. I don't strip the music out of them, so I could conceivably get in a lot of trouble if anybody found those. But which is not likely to happen because it's not on iTunes' website as a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the thing. Like, she has to kind of either make her own recordings and process them, or download mine and process them just to get the music out of them. I think that it's man. Have you ever listened to Waltzing Matilda?
Not really.
Okay, what you need to do is you need to do a search for Rolf Harris, R-O-L-F Harris, MP3 Waltzing Matilda, right? And it's this guy who does like weird children's albums. It was like this children's album from the 60s about like, you know, Australian songs or whatever. It's the Australian National Anthem. And what the Australian National Anthem is about is like a hobo who steals a sheep from some, like, landowner, and then when the landowner comes with, like, some soldiers to get the sheep back from the hobo drowns himself instead of giving back the sheep. And that's... Go Australia! Like, that's it.
Yeah.
But it's like this whole recording where he's performing live and explaining what all the words used in the songs mean. So my wife just asked me if the guy with all the... with all the NADSAT has a tucker bag because it's similarly punctuated with. Oh yeah, I wouldn't stop talking about the tucker bag in the World of Warcraft.
God.
I've got a jolly jumbuck that I crammed in my tucker bag down by the billabong. Yeah. Enter the Wumpa says, "Last show you mentioned Psychonauts. Have you played it? And if so, have you seen some of the more disturbing things in it, like the room full of screaming, dying children?"
I remember that room specifically.
I just can't get into it. It sucks. I like everything that I see in it, but every time I try to play it, I just get, like, I don't even remember where I got. I think I got to where you're on the outside of that cube and all the shit keeps popping up and you have to do the jumping puzzles. Yeah, and that just kind of sucks. And it's like, all
right. That's like right at the beginning of the game, too.
Yeah, I know. It's
a lot of fun.
It's like the second level. So, I mean, is it worth... is it worth trying to power through
so.
That?
Worth getting through that. Yeah.
Because, I mean, the first level just really, really impressed me and really made me want to play the game. But then after that, I got stuck because the first time I tried to play it, I knew exactly where I was supposed to go, but I'm almost sure that there was just some kind of bug, because I knew that I was supposed to go into that sensory deprivation chamber thing and, like, use the button or whatever, but I just couldn't figure out how
it
to do it.
It took me a couple minutes to figure out where to use the button.
Huh. Yeah.
It's like it wasn't completely obvious where the button was supposed to
I don't know. Like, I... I don't know. Maybe it's worth picking it back up.
The ending is just amazing. I love the ending. Riff hasn't
I haven't got all the way to the ending.
I remember enough of it that I could pick it back up again. But everything I saw when everybody was playing it here, every time I would come in and see somebody playing it, it was like looked really cool. The fucking like going through the guy's war memories just in the tutorial is like that's just a really just neat thematic thing. Yeah. You know, like that it is just.
No, the whole game's really bad. I didn't like the cube thing, and there's the series of jumping puzzles at the end that kind of pissed me off, but the
did they write
completely
bots?
Completely worth it, because it was just so great. Just the last level or so. Wish I could tell you guys about it.
Yeah.
I have to get around to finishing it.
LSK Alt says, here's my plea. Bring back the clan gym and keep the rumpus room separate, or at least let people switch between bot furniture at any time. That will be completely solved when we put the clan gym in, or the regular gym in town. So that's fine. Punicron reports a bug that we're already aware of with custom outfits that's just not going to get fixed until we completely rewrite the custom outfit code. Hamperster, not hamsterer, as I think I've always pronounced that in the past. That's better. A container for your dirty hamsters rather than somebody who hamsters things. New clan advertisement system underway?
Yep.
Zeno's working on that, and that's supposed to be next Tuesday's update.
I should have it working by tomorrow.
Okay, good. So then we can get Dev to bang out testament for
the like the way that you pay for them, the new system allows you to advertise sort of like the mall. It's like whenever you change your advertising rate, there's some weird math stuff that I got to figure out.
Okay.
And test for a couple days, but it should be okay.
Okay.
It's almost done.
Brazen Thief says, how long does it usually take for a donation towards a Mr. A to be reflected in your inventory? If it didn't happen automatically, then you need to use the bug report form to give your transaction info to Zlaenia so she can process it manually. When things are working the way they should, donations get processed instantly.
Also, if you used an e-check, you're going to have to...
Yeah, that's true. That's true. If you use an e-check through PayPal, it has to clear before we can process the donation because...
And that has to occur manually due to the way we're doing it right now.
10% of those were fraud. So we couldn't credit them automatically anymore. Jack is back. I see. Fucking Ariel. I don't know why I like that font so much. What's going on with the Smurf and Smurf Smurfles? Another leaked item or something else? The wiki has no effect for it. Is it for the level 13 naughty sorceress? Yeah, that's a new item that Scully hasn't used the spindlers in a long time, and so accidentally marked something public, and it popped up on the cold front list, I think. That you won't see for a long time. I can never forget CE4E.
I can never forfish get, as he doesn't know how to mine them.
You have performed the job of adding a whitelist. Why not add a blacklist? It would certainly make it easier for us poor clannies. I don't know that specifically forbidding people from your clan is useful thing.
It's not good
thing.
Security practice.
Yeah, that's...
Well, now you can just turn off... applications completely, so that works pretty much the same way.
Yes, it does. Just imagine that you have everyone blacklisted except the people you have whitelisted.
Yep.
Reepicheep says, if there are stale baguettes, pâté and foie gras, why are there no annoying stereotypical Frenchmen and or Belgians in a beret trying to steal these from you? Also, brie to spread. Old brie to spread. I don't want to make fun of the French.
If we ever need someone to just surrender all the time, we'll throw the French in, but otherwise they're not really that funny.
Let's see. Neptune Izzy says, whatever became of the small project to make the game more accessible to blind people? Can they now do the Naughty Sorceress Maze? Just curious. Well, it wasn't so much a small project to make the game more accessible to the blind. It's just, as people point out things that they cannot do as blind people, we fix them.
Yeah.
I mean,
we do our best to remember to...
yeah.
keep the game blind accessible. But we since we aren't blind and we don't know how screen readers work, we're sort of at the mercy of our flawed knowledge of how they work. So if you are blind and you are having problems with a part of the game, let us know. Came out.
Yeah, yeah, because I mean, we will absolutely fix it. I mean,
there is no reason for this game not to be blind accessible. Yeah. It's all text.
And I got to imagine that if I was struck blind, I would be really angry at not being able to play more video games. Than I mean, I'd be in better shape than most people because I'm aware of all the interactive fiction and stuff, you know, and I pretty tech savvy. But yeah, like Zeno said, there is absolutely no reason that we shouldn't have a game that everybody can play. So.
Yeah.
Let's see. Cuddle Hut says, considering that other chat effects are muted in haiku, shouldn't the sword behind inappropriate prepositions be too? It messes with the syllable count. Yeah, we fixed that earlier. Yeah.
If that's not working, let me know, because I did it without testing it.
Let's see.
Melinda says, how long until the show? It started an hour and a half ago there, Chief.
Negative 1 hour, 36 minutes. Whoa, what the hell? Divide by Zero says, how about enhancing PvP by adding an elemental minigame? An element is chosen at random, and whoever is best protected wins. For example, a hot coal-eating contest.
That's
or a...
actually a really cool idea.
Yeah, I like that idea as a minigame that's just a randomly selected element. Not five minigames, but one minigame that's a randomly selected element.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it'd be another axis to have to...
Yeah.
I mean, it would make it so missed classes were at a decided advantage.
I have no problem with that. It's also pretty hard to get up to.
That's true, actually. Especially without sacrificing all the other stuff you need for PvP.
Yeah.
And plus, I mean, the lines between classes are becoming so blurry that...
Yeah, but that's the thing. This one is not. That is specifically based on whether you are a missed class or not.
Yeah, they have an intrinsic advantage to...
Their cap is higher for resistance.
That's right.
So it's... You know, nobody ever talks about that. And I wonder if it's just because...
They might not have known until now.
No, I'm pretty sure they did. I'm pretty sure I looked it up and it was in the KOL wiki.
Maybe everybody just thinks it's... Like, oh, that's how we expected it to work.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird.
Or maybe there's just basically no...
There might be no way to get up that high.
Yeah. Or it might be really tricky to get up that high. And just not useful enough that anybody actually ever does it. Or at least the kind of people who would note that distinction never see it. You know, once we add, like... That's another thing. I mean, if we add the elemental damage surviving contest in the basement... Like that's gonna really heavily favor missed classes in the basement. But I mean, we could do other stuff that was disadvantageous to missed classes, I guess.
Yeah, to say missed classes already have an advantage in the basement because the mysticality is sort of the bear. Or I guess it may not be anymore. I don't.
Why?
It used to be because there were fewer potions that boosted mysticality.
I think that's actually still true.
Yeah, I think so too.
So, yeah, I mean. You know, theoretically, that shouldn't be true. I mean, it's one of those chicken and egg situations with that. You know, we can't make mysticality more important because there aren't enough potions that boost it. But the reason that there aren't enough potions to boost it is because it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
And so those, you know, they were always the least desirable things.
And I think that's okay.
I would like for mysticality to be more important. I mean, I would really like to do some things that I've been afraid to do. Just combat balancing wise with NS13, but I'm afraid that I'm gonna.
You're afraid of doing them.
Well, I mean, I'm afraid that there's not gonna be enough time to test them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to have to make sweeping changes to combat after this because, you know, we're probably not gonna be archiving the leaderboards again for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to do things that fuck up the leaderboards. You know, I'm beginning to wonder if the whole NS13 by Christmas thing is a bad idea.
I really have no idea of the scope of the quest, so I'm not very...
I mean, it's... Scully's a good bit of the way through the writing for the level 12 quest. We gotta make a lot of mechanical decisions, but, I mean, a lot of that is gonna come out in testing. The level 11 stuff is largely kind of a four-tiered or four-pronged retread fork with, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of new content, but a lot of it has been written for a long time. A lot of it is, you know, I mean, one of the new zones I mostly finished this afternoon, you know, I mean, I still got to put some drops in and stuff, but like, you know, it's, I don't know.
The workload is sort of mysterious to me. I really don't have a good scope of how big it is.
Yeah, and it's not, I don't know. I don't think we should decide when we're going to roll it out until it's mostly content complete.
Yeah.
You know, and we can start testing it. Because, I mean, you know, theoretically, it'd be nice to get the level 11 quest done and in testing by dev while we're working on other stuff, you know, because not only does it give them something to do, but it also, you know, gets just more testing time in general.
I mean, I'm going to be here pretty much for till the end of the year. I mean, I'm not going anywhere for Christmas.
Right.
So I'll be around to do the work that I need to do, which is very little because this sort of stuff is not really geared towards, you know.
Well, you know, the path stuff will be. There'll be some coding elements to that are.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to be here, so
yeah.
You know, using
Yep. I just the Crimbo event is pretty big, and I don't necessarily want Crimbo, like, I don't want NS13 to roll in December.
Yeah, I think early January, if we can swing it, would be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the New Year's present. Maybe that's a bad idea to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I suppose we got what? We got 11 days left in this month.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the way that it worked before was sort of by promising that it would go into testing at a certain point. Mm-hmm. And that became the deadline for having the stuff mostly content complete. And it wasn't anywhere near done, but it got the fire lit. It got that going. So, I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe we want to say that we get everything pretty much content complete by the, say, 15th of November. And then that gives us 6 weeks of testing.
Yeah. Well, at the end, you know, I imagine most of the dev team people are going to be visiting their families or otherwise unavailable.
So they're not going to have a lot of time for us at the end of December. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm going to be here. I don't think that I'm leaving again before the end of the year. I'm pretty much, I feel like I'm going to be out of town for most of next year, the way this is shaping up, but that's kind of still to be determined.
I can't see that far.
Yeah. Speaking of which, CleverDan54 says, is the Spooky Raven Manor going to be integrated as a mandatory quest in NS13? Sort of.
Well, the Spooky Raven Manor really isn't a quest, but there will be...
You'll have to go in there for some stuff.
Yeah.
I honestly feel, you know what, maybe the thing to do is to focus on getting the stuff structurally complete and into testing before the content goes in.
That may be a better idea.
And then you know, because we have the entire testing period to work on content, too. But, I mean, at the same time, a lot of the content sort of builds itself as it gets written. So it's, I mean, the structural content kind of derives from the flavor. So, I don't know. I mean, the way it's going, I feel like within a couple of weeks, Scully will probably be done with the majority of the writing for the level 12 quest, and we can just put that together. Because that is almost all writing. And the level 11 stuff, I mean, I don't know. It's
complicated.
It is complicated, and it's complicated in a way that makes it difficult to tell how close to done we are. I have been working on it every day. I mean, there is a list of things on my whiteboard in my office that are necessary to get it done, and I haven't been working on anything other than that. We're going to have to just put out a moratorium on complicated Tuesday content.
Yeah.
We need to, until this is done, we need to kind of do things that are less than like 4 or 5 man hours of work for a Tuesday. Yeah, like the pies. You'll see more stuff like that.
I think once we get past this clan stuff we have on deck, which will probably be pretty soon. I mean, if we're going to put the clan advertisements out on next Tuesday, and then... Well, I guess the Tuesday after that's Halloween, so we should probably save that. Our
Yeah, you know what? We could do the Spooky Raven expansion pack for Halloween. I mean, because that is honestly part of NS13 anyway. I mean, yeah. the getting the stuff in there, that's something that needs to be done before NS13. That's so. I mean, I don't know. I guess if a Tuesday update is something that is mostly work for you, Xenophobe, then it does not necessarily need to be that small of a thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I think we just take them as they come.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, expect a lot of.
Smallish.
Yeah, relatively low game impact yeah. Tuesday updates for the rest of the year.
At the same time.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we do. Oh, let's see. CleverDan54 says, do you plan on re-implementing back equipment, wings, other backpacks, monkeys, etc., or are the containers it? Containers need to just go away. That just needs to go away as an equipment slot.
That would make things kind of nice.
Yeah. No, there won't ever be any more equipment slots, I don't think. Tag says, I'll have to send in that picture of Fuzzle Faggot Ridge that I drew on Monday. My friend with a scanner is being a flake. That's awesome. Eek, there's a lure in my dupe says, I keep getting an invalid challenge error when I try to log in. Reason? You need to not have a cached version of the login page. That's the reason. You know what? I was actually wondering about this. Could we solve that with Ajax? If possible.
Yeah.
Could it just try when you load login to replace whatever cached version of the token it has with
it could totally try.
Because I mean if Ajax is working and if it would fail gracefully,
yeah.
then it's not gonna be any worse than it is now, but I feel like that would probably get rid of if we just had a single script that Ajax would call and it would just return a fresh token.
Yeah.
Which seems pretty simple to me. I'm not sure how I feel about the term Ajax, but it's a phenomenon that needs a name, yeah. So, yeah.
That's how I've been referring to it, so it works.
Fred Levi says, my friend got a Sabretooth Lime shirt. That's cool, and I want one, but why doesn't it say www.kingdomofloathing.com on it? Because I feel like more people will wear it if it's not, like, you know... I mean, I don't know, I should make some enemies by saying this, but it's less nerdy than a shirt with a website logo on it, you know? I feel like that's the kind of shirt that somebody would wear even if they didn't play the game just because it's kind of a neat design. And, you know, so if somebody asks, tell them what it is. And that's more valuable than just putting the URL out there anyway, you know? I mean, it's something that generates interest.
I don't think I've ever gone to a website I've seen like on a car sticker or a shirt.
Yeah.
Unless it's one I already went to, like Homestar Runner.
Yep. let's see. Sean PG71 says, have any of you ever played Dwarf Fortress? It's a free roguelike / base builder.
Huh.
Ooh, that sounds kind of neat. 110 Tomato says, what if the hall only shows how much you've donated if you currently have the trophy? make a note of Dwarf Fortress. I want to try that out.
I'll Google it.
Reverend Noodleyson says, just to note, Azriel is the cat's name from the Smurfs. Yeah, we knew that. New Jew says that Orange Juice cartoon is by Asher Sarlin from the webcomic Elephantiasis of the Mind. I think you guys would really like that comic, especially Jick and Riff. Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out. We don't have enough time left for all the things. Math says, you refer to your friends by KOL names like Dot Galactic, Disco Banjo, and The Pretentious Artist. Did you name KOL after them, or are they named after KOL? Well, I mean, Dot Galactic was modeled after a guy who already went by Dot Galactic as a pseudonym. Mostly, I think, for writing stuff for... What's that? It's like Wikipedia, except from a long time ago, and it's just about drugs.
Oh, Arrowhead.
Yeah, okay. And Disco Banjo, I mean, never played... but he went by Disco Banjo way before KOL. And The Pretentious Artist was not... That wasn't really supposed to become an appellation for Roy. I mean, he didn't play, so he didn't have an actual name. I mean...
If he does now.
It kind of just... Like, he grew up in Mexico, and so I always used to joke that he grew up in a dirt-walled hovel. And so just figuring out some way to put that joke into the game, I mean, it's... R- Ryman1026 says, Jick, comment on you spending 25% of all donations on Cheetos based on what you told my friend Kaka Dookie. Yeah, all right. When I answer the letters in the mail donations, I sometimes create things outside of canon. So, yeah, I spend 25% of all the donations on Cheetos. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Freaking horse food.
Nicholas XD says, how do you feel about muffins?
I don't really like muffins all that much. If I was going to have tiny pastries, I'd rather have, like, little cobbler grunts.
Cobbler grunts?
Well, they're like cobbler, except for, like, they're kind of like reverse
goblins?
Cobbler. No, cobbler.
Yes, but it's a cobbler grunt sounds like a kind of goblin.
It's sort of like a...
Like a cobbler cupcake?
No, it's like sort of like a Hot Pocket cobbler.
A Hot Pocket filled with fruit?
Yeah.
Huh.
So like a Hostess pie heated up?
Yeah, sort of.
That sounds good, actually.
Yeah, but they're...
Kiltzerus says, a complete side note, don't know if any of you smoke, but I just noticed the other day camels don't come with camel cash anymore. Weird. Huh. Wonder why they would stop doing that.
Maybe no one cares anymore.
Didn't they have trouble because they, like, as mainly as a joke, they advertised, like, a jet for, like, some ridiculous amount, like, 10 million camel cash or something?
And that was the it was some Pepsi, Pepsi points thing.
Oh, okay.
It was, yeah.
Maybe they realized that after 1,000 lawsuits that kids like camel cash. I don't know if that's actually true or not.
Let's see. Apple Jordan says, if you ran a restaurant, what would it be like?
I think if Jick ran a restaurant, there wouldn't be very much food. There would just be lots of beer and whiskey. And, like, bowls of cottage cheese. Seriously, sometimes when we used to go to the bar, be like, I want a bowl of cottage cheese, please, and, like, a Sierra Nevada.
Yeah. No, I like cottage cheese. Yeah, sorry. Mr. Ascender says, you should change the eat button for the prawn cocktail to frink. What does frink mean?
I think that's the typo that someone made earlier.
It was frank.
Maybe he misheard it.
I have no idea. Yeah.
Mr. Ascender says, how do I shot web? Is that some joke? God damn it. I've lost my fucking...
mind?
No, I've lost my session again because I forgot to...
Reason to live. Tolerance for this joke.
Hold on a second. What the hell? Oh. Yeah, that's... Sorry. FMCS says, Waltzing Matilda is not the Australian National Anthem. Oh, it almost was, but it's totally the unofficial one. It gets sung instead of the National Anthem most of the time, says Apocalypse, who hates the Klan stuff. Huh. Apocalypse says, oh, and also, Rolf Harris is what made the wobble board famous. Long live wobble board. I don't know what the wobble board
is. Is that a pogo ball? That would be really funny if it was.
Do
you remember pogo ball?
Vaguely, yeah.
Daniel Analodoff says, I like the Rumpus Room. Don't listen to them. Gore Black says, I'm a power player who likes being in a clan socially. The Rumpus Room is really giving me a conflict of heart and diamond.
It's good. Inner conflict is good, right?
Yeah. Ryman 1026 says, will there be more classes / levels 16, 17 after NS13 is added? No.
There's plenty of levels already.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's someone who's over 100.
Announced after this next song. You said that you didn't want to make fun of the French. Explain what part of I don't want to make fun of the French.
I think he thinks that argument is illogical and that all people must make fun of the French all the time.
Huh.
Yeah, NVX is level 108 now.
Dang, man.
LOTE says, hey, is there many people crying out for NS13? I think it's fine at 11 for however long it takes. It's not like Ascension, where there was just farming to do before it. Istanbul says, I would be a lot more interested in having a thematically stable and functionally utilizable NS13 later than I would be in having something substandard rushed out for a deadline. Yeah. SMCK34 says, Jake, will you please say 8 new zones one last time for me, please? No. Looking at stuff. Math says, how do I shot web comes from 4chan. Don't look into it for the sake of your mind. What's 4chan?
It's a child pornography web image board.
Well, hentai, which is frequently child pornography.
How do you guys know about this? Am I going to have to fire you?
It's because most of Tech Smurf's image posts are from 4chan.
Huh. Yeah.
I think it's probably time to rustle up the doggies and head on out.
I prefer to let sleeping doggies lie.
Sleeping doggies?
Yeah.
Do we have any doggies? I mean, we got the cat, and he's kind of asleep. Nope, he's awake. I wouldn't say
he qualifies as a doggy, though.
Yeah, I think we're going to hand off to Merrick.
Does he qualify as a bogey? Because he's not very good at golf.
So I think we'll maybe throw some soul coughing in here, and we'll see you guys. I'll see you guys Monday. These guys will see you guys Thursday.
Hasta la sangre. Don't get any on you.
Good night, everyone.
See you.
The 5% nation of corduroy. The 5% nation of Marlboro. The 5% nation of pay-per-view. The 5% nation of nipple clamps. The 5% nation of Milton Bradley. The 5% nation of Casio tone. The 5% nation of Casio tone. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100. Five, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100.